From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Late Monday afternoon, the Arcata Police Department was notified of an emailed threat sent to the Arcata School District. The Arcata Police Department worked immediately with the district and contacted the FBI regarding the threat. Through the investigation, it was determined that the email was a hoax originating from outside of the Humboldt County area. The Arcata School District appears to be the only local school district to receive the email. Eureka police say a gunman is dead after what appears to be a murder and a suicide. It unfolded on the 3300 block of H Street. They went there for reports of shots fired on Sunday. They found a woman with a gunshot wound and an uninjured female. That uninjured female telling officers the suspect, 52-year-old Ronald Crossland, fled the scene in her black Honda Accord. A be on the lookout was issued. The 60-year-old victim, identified as Cheryl Lynn McDonald of Fortuna, was given emergency treatment at the scene, then taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. At about 7:30 Sunday night, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office found the Honda Accord located near the 2400 block of Fern Street in Cotton, the vehicle unoccupied. As deputies searched for the gunman, they heard a lone gunshot and found Crossland with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office needs the public's help identifying a man discovered in late February on Centerville Beach. Efforts to identify him so far have been unsuccessful. The body was found wearing a black shirt with the following words printed in white: Humboldt, Anarcho, State Free, Hate Free, Fight Bigotry. The Renway Community Services District holding a special meeting on May 16th to review the Water Conservation Ordinance, a 25% surcharge on customers who comply with mandated conservation measures. At its April meeting, Renway Community Services District members had differing views on it. A public hearing on the Water Conservation Ordinance will happen Thursday, May 23rd. Well, it's been 50 years now that the Humboldt State's Youth Educational Services, YES, has engaged with the community, growing from a single student-initiated youth tutoring program to 14 volunteer programs giving students an opportunity to learn while addressing community issues. To celebrate and reflect on the program's growth, YES, in collaboration with the HSU Library, is publishing a book and hosting a pair of events this fall. Students involved with YES, the volunteers, program directors, and others, gain experience working with youth and the elderly, engaging with children and individuals experiencing homelessness. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.